Wa barakatuh. This is Maulana Junaid Rasani back, and that was a labbaik in the background. As you can hear, ma for that little bit of inconvenience. Trying to connect with Sheikh Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh Muhammad, mashallah, jazakumullah khair for having joined us, ma, for the break in communication a little bit early on, but alhamdulillah, we are on live. Sheikh, how does it feel? Alhamdulillah, Hajj has begun, you are in Mina. Describe the feeling, Sheikh Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah, first of all, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given me this opportunity to come here and perform this Hajj with the people. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are very much happy to be here. And the people that are getting ready for tomorrow, people that are making victory, people that are making dua, people that are making the reading Quran, alhamdulillah, I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this.
Now, Sheikh Muhammad, the brothers who are with you, which part of Zambia are they from? Are they from one particular area, or did you collect them, alhamdulillah, in your group from all over?
The group for which we have from Zambia, you've got different kind of people from different background. People have come from eastern province of Zambia, some that come from southern province of Zambia, some northwestern province, some even from Lusaka. They are all together with them. And we have some other Muslim brothers who have got a permit in Zambia, who are from West Africa, and some from Indian origin. We have got different kind of people in our group here.
Amongst the hujjaj that you have, Sheikh Muhammad, are all of them first-timers, or you have those who, alhamdulillah, have done Hajj before?
Most of the people who we have here, they are first time to do their Hajj, except maybe three or four people are the ones who have done their Hajj before, but most of them, they are doing their Hajj for their first time.
You know, Sheikh Muhammad, they say that Al-Hajj Arafah, that Hajj is Arafah, which alhamdulillah is tomorrow. But before the day of Arafah comes and before the Hajj actually begins, there is the sense of preparation that a Haji needs to make to come to that place and to offer themselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this Mubarak journey. Tell me, Sheikh Muhammad, that your group, the local brothers and whoever was with you or wherever they may have come from, before your group got together, can you describe some of the preparations that was made together with them in order to deliver them on this day in Mina?
Can you repeat the question again?
Sheikh Muhammad, that when it comes to Hajj, people make preparations for months and for years in advance, learning the Messiah, learning what is required. What were the preparations, alhamdulillah, that your group made before this day of Mina?
Okay, the preparations, first of all, we started the preparations when we were still in Zambia. When in Zambia there, we used to have the lessons for Hajj, because you know Hajj is something which someone is very much important. So we had the lessons from Lusaka there. We had lessons every weekend, at least 2 or 3 hours. And again, we had also created a WhatsApp group whereby we used to share the information. And again, when we came here in Makkah, when we were staying there in Makkah, after Salatul Fajr, we used to have some lessons to teach the people what they are supposed to do during the time of Hajj and what they are supposed to be done the rest of the Hajj.
Sheikh Muhammad, most of the brothers in your group, are they traveling with their wives as well, or it's mainly just single people with you?
We have both who are traveling with their wives, and some they are single. We have maybe a couple, we have about 6 or 7 couples in our group.
Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your Hajj, Sheikh Muhammad, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Hajj of not just those who are traveling with you, but all those who have, come on this Mubarak journey. Sheikh Muhammad, in conclusion, before we end, can I ask you, inshallah, say just a minute or two of nasihat, of advice? You are in this Mubarak land of Mina, and you are there with the entire representation of the Ummah. Just 1 or 2 minutes of nasiha that you can share with us.
What I can say is, the way it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created us, he has made some other places to be better than other places. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has risen Makkah. There's no any other place in this world which is better than Makkah. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the opportunity to go and make only one swala in Masjid Haram in Makkah, you have the thawab of 100,000, better than any other places. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the fadri of Makkah compared to other places. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made the day of Yawm al-Arafah to be the day which is better than any other day. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity to come and make dua in Yawm al-Arafah, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity. And I'm praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He should make, at least every Muslim should have once, at least once in his lifetime, to go and perform this Hajj. To make it easy for every Muslim to go and to come and perform this Hajj, inshallah.
Sheikh Muhammad, Jazakumullah khairan for your time, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring you back safely. We inshallah will attempt to cross over to more of the Hujjaj, either from your group or from other, you know, neighboring countries, inshallah, to share their experience as well. But for now, on behalf of us, the South African Muslim community, do convey, if you do remember, our salam, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your group.
Ameen, inshallah. Thank you very much, inshallah.